Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Rejoice and be glad, the reward will be great in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem in the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes towards his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for the ancestors treated the false prophet in this way." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit." That means those of humility, observing the love Christ on a daily basis. They are rich. Rich in the sense that they have Christ in their heart. Many times when our heart is full of worldly things, the Spirit of Christ is blocked. We cannot go into the heart of Jesus. It's most important that we have the space for the Lord. But many times we are preoccupied for so many things, too many worldly things, that we cannot fulfill the will of God in ourselves. God is preparing all the ways for us. Many times we have to lose them in order to have the space for the Lord. Jesus, we give our time to you. Jesus, we trust in you. We believe that only you can save us and give us the life. Jesus, help us to be always open to the will of God the Father, always open to you, so that we can follow you on a daily basis. Jesus, we trust in you.